You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker. Gentlemen, the attached World Star video and this article is proof positive that more and more men around the world are no longer allowing women to physically assault them. They are striking back. And for that, I say bravo. I am not in this camp of, I don't believe in violence against women. No. I'm firmly in the camp of keep your hands to yourself. However, if you become violent with a man, that man has every right to respond accordingly. Ladies, your pussy pass is no longer effective for a lot of men. You put hands on them, they're going to retaliate. Now, this article was updated on the 27th of September. Thanks, men. Karen attacks black men on subway, flicks her blood at bystanders. In a video posted on Reddit on Sunday, a woman yells at two black men on the subway. Now, when you actually watch the video, she's acting out the typical female in distress script. She's raising her voice, and at the same time, she's trying to sound like a little girl. That way, she can elicit the white knights in the area to come to her defense if things get dicey. They end up physically fighting after she tells them that they are quote unquote a piece of shit and garbage. The video shows the woman getting up and hitting one of the men in the face with her iPad. See that right there, gentlemen. Women are infamous for introducing weapons into any fight that they get into, especially with men. Gentlemen, once a weapon has been introduced into that altercation, all bets are really off, because at that point, she is trying to cause grievous bodily harm. There was a woman, I believe it was Brazil, I could be wrong, but she threw a cell phone at her boyfriend, hit him in the temple, and killed him. Gentlemen, all bets are off when it comes to women, and especially women with weapons trying to assault you. Better to go through the clink than into a grave. In response, he hits her in the face. She then hits the man over the head repeatedly with her iPad. He eventually exits the subway car. Even when he punched her, he held back. He pulled his punch. I'm sorry. Nope, scratch that. I'm not sorry. I let women around me know, if it ever got into a physical altercation between us, I'm going to beat the brakes off of you. Period. Point blank. His friend then follows him out of the subway, and the woman starts to hit the friend in the face with her iPad. She snatches his backpack and he grabs it back from her. She grabs it again and spills its contents, food, all over the subway. He is finally able to get it back, and she yells that he quote unquote got in her face and is a piece of shit. He opens his bottle of soda and sprays it all over her face. Fucking broke everything, she yells with blood on her face. She then wipes the blood off of her face and appears to flick it at the three men sitting across from her. Now, this is important, gentlemen. They were three white men. Thanks, men, she yells. Thank you, guys. I'm sure you guys go by the whole thing of taking care of women. So she literally tries to shame the three white guys for not coming to her defense for a fight that she started. Commenters on the video deduced that the woman and man she initially hit went for some reason to the same open seat on the train. However, in the video, the woman is seen sitting in a row by herself. Redditor U. Calfer commented that they had seen each other, or excuse me, another longer version of the video as well. She was screaming at a random dude on the train who finally got fed up and slapped her. Then he booked it out of the train. A completely different dude walks in who she managed to mistake for the guy who slapped her, and she goes off on him, they commented. They both happened to be black men. And I guess the first man stood too close to her or something. And though many felt bad for the man who lost his entire meal, they applauded his strategic soda spraying. Oh, you ladies, you modern women, you honestly believe that you can step to grown-ass men, physically assault them, and men are supposed to just sit and cower and let you have your way? No, those days are gone. Many men will fight back. More men are starting to fight back. But I want to focus on the three guys who actually did not jump to her defense. See, they were the smart ones in the equation. They knew what this woman was trying to do and why she ended up shaming them, or excuse me, trying to shame them after it was all over. She really expected those three men to jump to her defense. And they were like, no, you started this. We're not going to jump to your defense. So, yeah. See, these were smart guys. Unlike the guys that I talked about over in the UK who ended up getting stomped out. Yeah. But all in all, ladies, you wanted equality. You're going to get it. If you physically assault a man, guess what? More men are going to retaliate. And I say good. Society still refuses to allow women to suffer for their actions. So guess what? More men are taking matters into their own hands. And I say bravo. Well, read the rest of the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies around the world, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and your belief that you can square up to grown-ass men and not get your block knocked off will go out right along with it, because more and more men are giving you the equality that you say you want. And I say good. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am